WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Music critic Milo Miles has been listening to a wide range of contemporary klezmer music. He says he's a conservative when it comes to the old-world Jewish party band style. He wants new groups to sound like the old groups, fun, adventurous, and unpredictable. Two new groups that meet his criteria are Naftuli's Dream and King Django. Here's his review.
During the period when klezmer music was moribund in the late 1960s and early 1970s, it had a reputation for being sentimental and stiff. Old music that reminded old people of the old country in Eastern Europe and the Ukraine. To my ears, the klezmer revival that started in the late 1970s didn't do much to rehabilitate the music at first. There was a hothouse protectiveness about the albums, and they sounded as mired in precision and history as bad bluegrass. The novelty numbers were, quote, fun, unquote, and the craziness was presented like an antique Charlie Chaplin short. This preservationist klezmer gave way to the real revitalization about 10 years ago with the Klezmatics, who knew rock and soul and funk in their klezmer, and Don Byron, who heard a postmodernist statement in the comedy klezmer of Mickey Katz. But it's a tricky business pushing this traditional music into the future. One current band that stands out as being equal parts vigorous klezmer and vigorous avant-garde is Naftuli's Dream. This is the first track from their amazing second album, Smash Clap. You can hear that the members of Naftuli's Dream, particularly trombonist David Harris, guitarist Pete Fitzpatrick, and drummer Eric Rosenthal, know plenty about rock and free jazz, funk, and noise bands. But they evoke the rollicking circus spirit of klezmer more directly than anything else. As with the best of the old klez groups, the arrangements are impulsive but on target. I'm most fascinated how Naftuli's Dream manages to never get lost in virtuosity, how they keep the momentum high and the riffs fat and meaty. Not that they don't have mysterious reveries. I want more Michael McLaughlin on accordion. Someone else who does a fine job combining experiment and tradition is King Django, who, like Naftuli's Dream, makes klezmer into his personal mouthpiece, except that he adds equal parts ska. That's right, ska music. In King Django, the horn-mad sound of Trenchtown meets the horn-mad sound of the shtetl. ¶¶ King Django's album is called Roots and Culture, and it's absolutely not some novelty record or long-shot fusion project. Trombonist Django has sparked some of the best neo-ska bands, such as the Stubborn All-Stars, and he recognized similarities in the bass patterns and horn charts of ska and klez. Roots and Culture is hardly the only album to combine ska and klezmer, but it's the best. More than that, ska and klezmer fit together in his art as the music of play and protest from the ghetto. It helps that he has a flair for roughing up sweet old melodies.
Aber bei uns gab's einen, oh, gab's einen, oh, hab ich einen. Ist Lechem, mein Darin, geht es tollen, geht es nippen.
Other tunes, like A Single Thread, combine ageless Yiddish wisdom with the unity message of Jamaican anthems. But the most impressive invention is the anti-Holocaust tune Slaughter, where King Django uses fierce rhythms to attack history's vilest downpressers. The impulse behind Roots and Culture is the same one that drove ska and klezmer from the start. You use what you got to express who you are.
Milo Miles is music editor at Soundstone.com. He reviewed Smash, Clap by Naftuli's Dream on Zodic and King Django's Roots and Culture on Triple Crown Records.
This is Fresh Air.